Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Fitzfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubbyholes, with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, tonight we're going back to the year of 1988, my eighth grade year, end of middle school, and we're going to start off with an artist who had a hit a few years earlier, especially some big hits, and that's Bonnie Tyler, and we're going to be listening to a track from her album. It was an album called Hide Your Heart, but it was known as Notes from America here in North America. The album didn't chart at the States, but it certainly featured a couple of songs that would become famous for acts later on. One song that I'm going to play that's on this album was The Best, which became a big hit for Tina Turner. Another song called Save Up All Your Tears, which was a big hit for Cher in 1991. And then the track I'm going to play for you is the title track to the British version of the album, Hide Your Heart. The song was written by Paul Stanley and from Kiss, and the song was meant for a Kiss album, but they didn't want to put it on there. Bonnie Tyler put it on her album, and then a year later, Kiss put it on their album. And also, coincidentally enough, Ace Frehley put it on his solo album in the same year that Kiss did. He wasn't even in Kiss anymore, and they had the same song on their albums. So here you go. Here's Bonnie Tyler with her song Hide Your Heart from the album of the same name, at least over in the UK. Here you go, right now on Random Draw.
Still, couldn't hear him coming till the heavens. chin. A shot from my blood, like thunder, and the blood was on the land. With nothing won, when someone lies to die and lovers finally understand. Oh, oh, better hide your heart, better hold on tight. Better say your prayers, cause there's trouble tonight. When pride and love battle with desire, better hide your heart, cause you're playing with fire.
generation blames the one before and all of their frustrations come beating on your door. I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. Oh, crumpled bits of paper filled with imperfect thoughts, still to conversations. I'm afraid that's all we've got. You say you just don't see it. He says it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
That was Mike and the Mechanics with The Living Years. Before that, we heard the Waterboys with Fisherman's Blues, and we started the show off today with Bonnie Tyler and her song Hide Your Heart. Now, the Waterboys were a Scottish rock band formed in 1983. This was their fourth album release. It's an album called Fisherman's Blues, and that's the title track we played for you. And it was their first album to chart in America, peaking at number 76. That was also their highest charting album. The album sort of marked a change for the band as they began to embrace sort of the Irish, Scottish, traditional folk music sound that they would sort of come to know for over the next few years. But again, that was the Waterboys with Fisherman's Blues. And we close off that set of music with Mike and the Mechanics and their big hit song, The Living Years. This group was formed by Mike Rutherford, who's a member of Genesis, so sort of formed as a side project. And just to prove that in the 80s, anyone from Genesis could have hit singles, Mike and the Mechanics certainly had a few. In 1988, they were putting out their second album. It's an album called The Living Years. It's number 88-850 here at WTBR. Came out on Atlantic Records, and it was their second album they put out, and it peaked at number 13 here in the States. But the single I played for you, The Living Years, was a smash hit and hit number one, and it featured lead vocalist Paul Carrick on the song. He was a singer that's been around a lot of different groups and solo hits and everything like that, but this was his stretch in the time of Mike and the Mechanics. So there you go. That was The Living Years by Mike and the Mechanics. All right, we're going to dip into some more music now. We're going to listen to a group that, again, had some big hits in the early 80s, and that's Survivor. This was a Chicago-based group who were putting out their seventh album. It was an album called Too Hot to Sleep. It was on Scotti Brothers Records, and it was catalog number 88-790. When I think of Scotti Brothers Records, I always think of Weird Al Yankovic, because of the label he was on. Well, after the disappointment of this album that they put out, the album only reached number 187, the founders of the group decided to put the group sort of on hiatus, but the singer, Jimmy Jameson, decided to carry on with the name, and lawsuits would follow from then on forth. They did reunite back in the year 2000 and have done other stuff since then, but here's Survivor right now with a song called Didn't Know It Was Love, right now on Random Draw.
Didn't know it was love. free. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? I believe that's just like a woman. They'll do it every time. Light took his wife out for a malted. She wouldn't mind a business, boy, did she get salted. Ain't that just like a woman? Clipped and blow his hair. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? I believe it's just like a woman. They'll do it every time. Yes, they will.
Johnny Winter right there with Ain't That Like a Woman. Before that, we heard Blind Faith with Can't Find My Way Home. And we started off the second set of music here on Random Draw with a song by Survivor called Didn't Know It Was Love. Now, that Blind Faith track, I always considered sort of like a bonus track. Of course, the song didn't come out in 1988. Everyone sort of knows that. But it's on a soundtrack album, so therefore I can use it on a show from 1988 because the album that I'm playing it on came out. And it's from the motion picture soundtrack to the movie 1969, and that was released on Polydor Records, and it's catalog number 88-848. It's a movie starring Winona Ryder, Kiefer Sutherland, and Robert Downey Jr. I believe it takes place in 1969, and a lot of the songs come from 1969, and that's when Blind Faith put out that track. So therefore, I get to use a really great song that I normally wouldn't get to play during a show from 1988. That was Blind Faith with Can't Find My Way Home. And that Johnny Winter song, Ain't That Like a Woman, was of course played by the rock blues guitar god Johnny Winter, who was putting out his first major label album in many, many years after being on a series of smaller labels like Blue Sky and Alligator. So this album called Winter of 88, was put out on MCA Records. And again, it features a lot of those great guitar blues licks of Johnny Winter. The album didn't chart in the U.S., but that didn't affect his standing sort of in the rock guitar god community. Because again, you know, Johnny Winter, you're not expecting a big album sales for him, just expecting some more of the rock and blues. That was Johnny Winter from the album The Winter of 88, catalog number 88-780, and his song Ain't That Like a Woman. We're going to take a short break right now on Random Draw. I'll be back in just a few moments to hear some more great random music from the year 1988.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Some news outlets tell you what to believe, and they limit your access to the whole story. Some of them are just plain ugly and mean. Social media is filled with rumors, misinformation, personal attacks. Where locally can you get the whole story, unfiltered, so that you can make informed decisions at the ballot box? There's really only one place. It's on PCTV. On cable, on the PCTV Select app, and at PittsfieldTV.org. The whole story since 1986. PCTV. See it all and decide for yourself.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
Swung on, a pop foul back here.
Ow!
WTBR.
And we're back here on Random Draw, listening to music from the year 1988. Just want to remind you to get the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts. I recommend the best place to go is WTBRFM.com. You can get the podcast for my show, look at the schedule, and get all the podcasts for all the other great shows on the channel. And then we even have a donate button where if you hit that, we surely appreciate anything you can give us to help us keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. We're going to jump back into the music right now. We're going to start off with a group called Was Not Was and their big hit single, Walk the Dinosaur. This was a group formed in 1979 in Detroit by Don and David Was, which is not their real names. They had their biggest success with this album, What Up Dog, in 1988. It's catalog number 88-821 here at WTBR and came out on Chrysalis Records. The album peaked at number 43 in the States, and they released a couple successful singles, including Walk the Dinosaur, which the single went to top 10 on both sides of the Atlantic and hit number 7 here in the U.S. So here's Was Not Was with their hit single Walk the Dinosaur.
Boom, boom, akalaka-laka, boom.
Cigarette.
Feel the Shake by Jet Boy. And before that, we heard Jim Capaldi and his song You Are the One. And we started off the second half of the show with Was Not Was and their song Walk the Dinosaur. Now, Jim Capaldi was a British drummer who was a co-founder of the group Traffic with Steve Winwood, and he also worked with a who's who of great musicians in the 70s, including George Harrison, Eric Clapton, name it. He probably worked with them over the years. In 1988, he was putting out his 11th solo album, an album called Some Come Running, and it's catalog number 88-837 here at WTBR off of Island Records, and it was his last charting album here in the States at number 183. In 2004, Capaldi was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the rest of Traffic. And so that was his song, So You Are the One. And we closed up that set of music with Jet Boy and their song Feel the Shake, which was off their 1988 debut album of the same name, Feel the Shake. And, they put out this first album, and it actually got a little bit of airplay around here. It peaked number 135 in the States for an album, but the song itself has sort of been in weird circles. It was in the movie The Burbs, and then I was even reading the Philadelphia Flyers for the hockey team used to use it as their goal celebration music around 2020. So there you go. That was Jet Boy from San Francisco and their song Feel the Shake. All right, we got time for a couple more tracks here on Random Draw. We're going to start off with a group that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame who are putting out their fifth album in 1988. It's an album called Big Thing, and of course I'm talking about Duran Duran. And that album, Big Thing, is catalog number 88-833 on Capitol Records. The album hit number 24. Again, this is after their big success of the early 80s, sort of a transitional album, but still hit number 24. And they put out a couple successful singles. One of them was I Don't Want Your Love. And then we're going to play the song, their second single called All She Wants Is. And that single peaked number 22 on the Hot 100. So here's Duran Duran with All She Wants Is.
All she wants is, all she wants is, all she wants is.
right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock.
Hit it!
You were just possessed by the sounds of Rob Bass, and that was the song It Takes Two. And before that, we heard Duran Duran with All She Wants Is. That single, It Takes Two by Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, comes from the album It Takes Two on Profile Records, catalog number 88-800. The single went platinum and went to number 36 on the top 100. I think it was their only top 40 hit on the mainstream charts. Their next single, Joy and Pain, hit number one on the dance tracks here in the United States. They never go on to replicate the success of this debut album by the group, but when you have a single like It Takes Two, you really don't need another single almost. That's one of the best one-hit wonders, I guess you could say, ever. So there you go. That was Rob Bass with It Takes Two. All right, that wraps it up for us here on Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about the show or have an idea for your own program, visit us at WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.